First, plan on your child attending somewhere that is cheaper, living on campus, and eating cafeteria food. You must get creative and resourceful. Look into companies that have work-study programs. Many companies offer to pay for school and have struck tuition deals with local colleges to attract the labor force. UPS, for instance, has a program in many cities where you can work 20 hours per week sorting boxes at night, and they will pay your tuition for school during the day. The military isn't for everyone, but a young man who used to work for me got a free college education by serving 4 years in the Army. If full-time military service isn't for you, check out the National Guard. Take a high-rejection, high-paying summer sales job. There are countless stories of young people selling books or participating in similar programs to get through school. Some of these young guerrilla combat salespeople get more of an education in the summer trenches than they do in marketing class. A friend of mine made $40,000 selling in one summer. If you already have the student loans or don't want to get a loan in the first place, look into the underserved areas programs. The government will pay for school or pay off your student loans if you will go to work in an underserved area. These areas are typically rural or inner city areas. Most of these programs are for law or medicine. Probably my favorite method of funding school, other than saving for it, is unclaimed scholarships. There is more than $4 billion in unclaimed scholarship money every year. These scholarships are not academic or athletic scholarships either. They are of small to medium-sized dollar amounts from organizations like community clubs. The Rotary Club, the Lions Club, or the JCs many times have $250 or $500 per year they award to some good young citizen. The lists of these scholarships can be bought online, and there are even a few software programs you can purchase. Denise, a listener to my show, took my advice, bought one of the software programs, and worked the system. She spent the whole summer filling out applications and writing essays. She literally applied for 1,000 scholarships. Denise was turned down by 970, but she got 30, and those 30 scholarships paid her $38,000. She went to school for free, while her next-door neighbor sat and whined that no money was available for school and eventually got a student loan. If you walk your way up these baby steps, you can send your kids to school without debt. Even if you start late, perseverance and resourcefulness can get them through school. Chapter 11. Pay off the home mortgage. Be ultra fit. I have a good friend who runs marathons. As you reach baby step 6,